in an automobile accident.
So is there even a quorum whenever you guys meet?
No.
You probably need to see... You probably need to get some questions answered.
Yeah.
And then...
We've discussed, you know, options. If we were concerned about selling it, we don't really want to sell it. We would like it to benefit the community, if that's possible.
Oh, and I think that's admirable. I think you have some issues there that you guys need to resolve before we can even look at taking it over.
Well, what would you like me to do?
I think you need to make sure that you're following the statutes that the organization was created under and make sure you have the proper board in place to where you are actually functioning properly.
We don't have enough members to have a board.
I understand that. I think you probably need to seek counsel and find out what needs to be done.
Well,
and we can't offer that.
Yes, I know.
Clint, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I understand. So, what they're probably going to have to dissolve the...
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably need to talk to...
They probably need to... Where you're at, and like Joey, I think he was on the board or something, you guys are going to have to probably have a meeting, reassess, make you the president, her vice, you know, and kind of go with that, and then probably at some point contact a lawyer or whatever. And if I remember right, let me talk with Peggy. Because in the past, one of the lawyers downtown had done some stuff for us at the community center in the past. So,
I don't remember.
If this is something that the commission, like if we would have our attorney look at it, it'd be the first thing he would ask us. He would know whether that was necessary.
Well, but he would also be, he is not going to practice law for them.
Yeah.
No.
So he would be asking you. There's some questions that need to be answered.
Yeah.
And we can't answer those questions for you.
I'll help you with that.
Okay.
I think I can direct you in the right direction, so I'll help with that.
I said I can give you all kinds of names of attorneys to call, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put anybody on the spot.
Yeah.
As far as, hey, you want to help out a community center?
Yeah.
Well, that was it. I didn't know, you know, do we have to talk to someone who specializes in real estate, or could any attorney help us with this?
I'd say anybody can look up the statutes and see what it was. Maybe not a criminal attorney, but I'd say somebody.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah. No.
They all went to law school.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll if you guys don't mind, I can help her with,
okay.
with
I'll find that.
Yep.
Thank you.
And then on your end, if you guys will talk to council, that'd be awesome. I think it'd be a good addition to the county. I really do. And we as a board.
Honestly, I have apprehensions just because I don't know if that's the function of what the county needs to be doing.
Okay.
But I don't know that it isn't either. So.
Yeah. I see where you're at, too. So.
It's one thing to have a pavilion or a... It's another thing to start bringing in buildings. Do we have any other buildings that are county-owned and maintained that are for the purposes of this? I'm trying to think. And I do know of other entities that probably will reach out to us and it could have a huge domino effect. So those are my concerns. But let's find out where you guys are at and what the options are and go from there.
I know in answer to that, do we have any other buildings? I remember there being a discussion in Menzie Park, the building there. Who did we determine on that building?
Talking about the bathrooms, or is there another building there?
No, there's a cook shack they had for when they had events.
It's on our insurance.
It's that little, it's like a
concession
stand looking thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So who? Yeah, that's a good question. Who owns that, and who receives the funds for selling the concessions out of it? Who provides the concessions for it?
That's when we got into things started happening at the time. After I became aware, and our attorney drew up a form that they had to sign for all liability, and
that's whenever it's rented out to whoever's using the arena and stuff.
Yeah,
give it.
And then do we charge a fee to rent that arena?
No.
Do we charge a fee to rent that concession stand?
Nope.
But yet somebody's profiting off of it whenever they sell concessions out of there?
That's been discussed.
Has it been discussed in open public or in open like this?
No, it's been discussed.
Honestly, I don't remember ever discussing it.
No, it's been the park board discussed.
Well, the park board, okay.
When we had someone come before them, I wanted to rent it, and you wanted to rent it, and I own this, and had Saddle Club, so we went to the attorney for clarification, never ended up that they had to pay anything. It ended up that they had to sign agreements.
Hold hard.
And if they did events down there, they had to present us with the liability.
Insurance.
Liability waivers or different things. Hold harmless agreements.
Waivers and stuff like that for the arena.
And that's why the sign was changed on it. If they were having anything that involved horses or so forth, they had to have a certain insurance policy.
Yeah.
But no, one saddle club would cook their own and sell, and the other one would have it catered in and then resell. So.
I don't know. I think it opens up all kinds of...
Yep.
Good and bad. KDOC.
Yes.
Other than the water well, where are we at? Is there anything else?
Have we ever presented this to? I know we were going to do some changes, and then we had to present this to the Corps because they wanted like a master plan. I don't know if that's got done.
Yeah.
I have made a couple phone calls to the DNR from the stuff that you give me from Chet, mm-hmm. and stuff like that, and I have not heard back, so I need some help from Devin probably on making some phone calls there.
Yeah. Often people change from those positions when he was doing it.
Yeah, there was one of them that didn't even work there, and I've been bounced around, so nobody really knows.
But it happens.
Yeah. So I think I need to, and I'm just, nobody. I think somebody like Devin or something, we're making some phone calls. So.
How far away is KDOC from Mincy? Not Mincy, from
Fireside?
Fireside.
I'm trying to think. It's not.
Not that far. What, 3-4 miles? Well, I don't know. You're quite a ways down K, but.
Yeah.
Ten minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we had staff there to operate the campground, if that's what we're looking towards, then that same employee may be able to collect rent for. I mean, there's options there to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks like we need to table it for further investigation. Okay. You'll check with yours, and do you need a motion for that?
No, we're under for. Parks Department update, so.
Okay.
Other than that, really don't have anything update, to give you an update on.
Other than the things we've already talked about.
Yeah, other than the things that we've already talked about.
Sounds good.
Trying to think of what other discussion. I know the trash barrels, right after the first of the year, I think we got those, but there's really
sounds good to me.
No updates on that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, we'll give this to whenever we go upstairs for agenda review or daily staff review.
We did get the bathrooms at Kazoo Mills Park cleaned up, but now they're slowly going under.
Going underwater again, yeah.
Pretty fast. I passed there the other day.
Yeah.
Water's coming right on up. You just watch it.
All right.
Yep. Yeah. So, all right.
Thank you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
CARES Act Phase 3 discussion.
Real quick, do you want to do court orders so that?
That'd probably be good.
Wesley's.
Okay. We'll come back to the Phase 3. CARES Act, we're going to do a quick court order. Court orders.
Good morning. Thank you for moving me ahead. I'm not sure what order your book's in. Do you have occupancy first? Or
first we have occupancy.
Okay, we'll do that first. We have one abatement for occupancy. There was a double wide that was moved into it in 99, and apparently the double wide burned last year.
In 2020?
Yes.
Move to label this Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A dated 3/29/2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next set of abatements I have are real estate paid abatements. These are refunds. They fall under erroneous assessment also. First one is the parcel was deleted and added to a mother parcel, parent parcel, I guess you'd say.
Are you saying that $2,700 was paid?
Yes.
And then you got another bill, whatever parcel it was moved on. Did people own the same parcel it was moved to?
Yeah, he just paid everything.
He paid both?
The assessed valuation off that deleted parcel swung over to the parent parcel, and then he paid on both.
Okay. Did the bill actually say combined with, like
yes.
It's got on the top? It did?
Yes. And I talked to mapping this morning to see about what we could do to get rid of that. It's very simple. When it goes through, you just check mark a void box when you have a deleted parcel, but the box, for some reason, it didn't update or anything, and we had this one that was the $2,700 refund, and Mona got to looking in her system and found the three others that are like $21 and $38, but when I talked to Kathy this morning, I think we have a plan to hopefully eliminate that, and had some other advice the other day that I found to be very accurate, so we've got a computer program where we can punch these out now, and you shouldn't be seeing these in the future, we hope.
The court order numbers to, I'm just going to give you the last three, which are 254, 256, 257, 258 are all similar as Andy was discussing there. They're all deleted parcels. 259 account was abated for the 2020. This here is for 2019. And 260 is the same parcel for 2018. And these here was a...
That's where they built a garage and there was no garage?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the statute says that customer should come forth in that year and bring that.
Yeah, he paid on it for 10 years. He realized his tax bill had gone from $50 on the lot up to $200 and something. He wondered what was going on, so... He waited long enough.
And 261, 262, and 263.
Are they the same? Yes.
Yeah.
The last three, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, the last three are the same. And they were charged for living quarters above a garage that was not actually a living quarters above the garage.
Once again, they do realize that they're to come forth in the current year per the statute. But
what do you mean?
This Exhibit B?
Yeah, there was Exhibit B. Move to approve Exhibit B, dated 3/29/2021.
Second.